All right. Good morning and a happy Saturday, everybody. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Blue Star Mother's Thumb Chapter 178 will host a dinner on Wednesday, October 15th from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Port Austin American Legion Post 499, located at 8875 Helms Road in Port Austin. The menu includes pork loin, mashed potatoes, bread, stuffing, applesauce, and homemade desserts. Adults are $14 and children under 12 are $4. Guests have the option to dine in or take out. All proceeds from the event will support troop and veteran projects. The community is encouraged to attend and support the cause. The Putman family has shared new details about the recovery progress of relatives injured in the late September crash that killed three family members. In a post Wednesday on the Growing Up Putman Facebook page, the family reported that Gia remains in stable condition after experiencing elevated blood pressure and intracranial pressure, and doctors have removed her chest tube. Noah is showing steady improvement through occupational and cognitive therapy and is able to talk, eat, and move more each day. According to the update, Blake, Lulu, and Alina have all been released from the hospital. The September 26th crash happened when a tractor trailer failed to stop at a stop sign on Herd's Corner Road and struck the Putman's family SUV at Deckerville Road. And a man from Saginaw County was hospitalized following a crash early Tuesday morning in Richland Township. Authorities report that the accident occurred around 7 a.m. on Gratiot and Steel Road, where the driver, age 42, veered off the roadway at a curve and struck a train crossing sign. The man told investigators he had fallen asleep at the wheel after working a lengthy overnight shift. He sustained broken bones and was transported for medical treatment. There have been many accidents already this fall due to falling asleep behind the wheel, and law enforcement stresses the importance of pulling over if you feel like you are sleepy. As driving while sleepy is the safe as driving under the influence is as safe as driving under the influence of alcohol. But the key point is that you stay safe, they emphasize.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-9- 950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932. And we're back, and again, this is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A Bay City man who stabbed two police officers while holding his infant son has been sentenced to prison. Court records show 24-year-old Eshawn Langston received a minimum six-year sentence in Bay County Circuit Court after pleading no contest to two counts of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, second-degree child abuse, and destruction of police property. The incident occurred on December 11th when officers went to Langston's Jackson Street residence to arrest him for a bond violation. Police say Langston locked himself in a vehicle, rammed a patrol car, and used his baby as a shield before officers broke the windows and rescued the child. Two officers were stabbed during the struggle but have since recovered. The U.S. has seen 35 executions so far in 2025, with seven more scheduled for later this month. This year's total already surpasses last year's 25 executions and could be the highest since 2012. But that's still far below the modern peak of 98 executions in 1999. Florida, Texas, Alabama, and South Carolina have carried out 76% of this year's executions. Florida leads with 13. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has not commented on the reasons for the surge, but the increase comes as President Donald Trump has urged governors to expand their use of the death penalty. Philippine seismologists say that a new offshore earthquake with a preliminary 6.8 magnitude hit the same southern region struck earlier by an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4. Philippine Institute of Seismology and Volcanology Chief Teresito Bacalaco said that Friday night's earthquake that jolted Mainay Town in Davao Oriental Province was caused by movement in the same fault line at a depth of 37 kilometers. Philippine seismologists said the second earthquake was a separate tremor from Friday morning's 7.4 quake, which left at least seven people dead. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis, and by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries at this time.